fabulous Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, it's Tom. How are you?
Oh, just ordering a blue topaz. The mount.
I hear you've been working away like a little elf today.
He's talking to a customer right now about an arthritic shank. They're not going to do it.
What are they looking for?
Arthritic shank.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I know you know what they are, don't you?
I'm actually not familiar.
So, one day when you get a fat knuckle and you get a skinny finger at the end, and you have to wear a ring right there, if you choose to, because they're kind of expensive now, you cut half of your shank off your ring.
Okay.
You solder on this new one that expands and closes, and expands over your knuckle, and then you close it back down to fit your finger.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh. I can actually use one of those right now.
So it started out like, they started out like at $400 about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then this past year, 2024, they were $700. And now since gold is so high right now, they're $1,200.
$1,200? Holy cow. Wow.
So people really want their rings to fit.
Yeah, geez, I'd say so.
I think I might be okay with it not fitting, you know?
For $1,200, yeah, I think I would definitely let it be a little bit loose on my finger.
I know.
Wow, that's nuts.
Easy to take off when you're sitting at the bar and some cute girl comes, sits up and talks to you.
That's right.
Tom, don't do that.
No, I never would.
That's not an idea I gave you to do. I just said it as a passing joke. Don't really do it.
Don't really do it. I gotcha.
No. Your wife is too freaking adorable. You couldn't find another one for her.
I know. No, I wouldn't consider doing it. But I do have that. I do have that.
Even though she can't drive.
Even though she can't drive. Hey, we all can't be perfect. Oh man, I know she wants to deep down.
<It's> really shy.
Yeah, I bet you once next year rolls around, I think is really going to be where she'll definitely feel the pressure to want to get out there, because we're going to be having our oldest daughter in preschool, and she's going to want to be able to take her and pick her up, because she's probably going to feel as though, you know, I don't know, that she's not doing as much. Not that it'd be a problem, but that if I have to pick her up and, that, you know, drop her off, let's say, before work, and then leave work just to pick her up, you know, and bring her back home, I feel like she'd feel as though that would be a responsibility. Yeah, exactly. Not that I'd pressure her to do it, but it would definitely relieve a little bit.
I don't think you'd ever do that.
No.
That's not who you are. I don't think you would. Maybe.
And realistically, it's literally, I mean, everything is in town. She'd have to make, like, three turns, so it's not very difficult.
Yeah, y'all, everything is darn close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything's pretty.
Where all the stuff hits.
Yeah, we've got a lot in our town. I mean, you don't have to travel too far to hit a grocery store or a Tim Hortons or
I know, or you
bank.
Have snow right now.
Oh, yeah, we've got snow.
That's really crazy to think about that, because, you know, we never get snow here. So thinking about, like, having to drive through slush snow, you know, like it sounds like a winter game. It's like, I just have to, like, use it every day. Have to wear your snow boots.
I know. Tell me about it.
And your snow chains on your car.
We've got the what are they? The cross country skis. You know, you're just pushing through the snow.
Do you put skis on top of your car during the wintertime just look like you
just to look like I'm a snow bunny.
Yeah, like you just like came from the Alps.
I'm cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just for show.
Have your skis on top of your car just for the heck of it.
Just for fun? Maybe I should.
I think you should. I think everybody.
That's like everybody in Texas. Do you drive around in your pickup truck with a shotgun on the rack?
I drive around in my Dodge sports car with a handgun in my bag.
With a handgun in your pocket.
So, kind of the same thing.
Right.
I bet you 90% of women in Texas carry.
Really? That high?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. That surprises me. I mean, I believe your statistic. That's crazy. You're saying all of Texas or more your area?
All of Texas.
Really?
Especially when you get like the panhandle and stuff and like up there.
You're saying even like 20 somethings in Austin.
Yeah.
Really? Huh.
Girls carry.
Okay.
Yeah. And I go down there to talk to y'all, and nobody carries.
Right.
And y'all are acting like y'all can keep y'all's doors unlocked at nighttime.
Well, it sounds like the guys up here in the north are a little bit more trusting. You know, these women are scared in Texas. You guys got some bad boys.
There are some horrible humans in this place. Even here in Vernon, there are some bad people.
No, it's just, I guess, a different mindset. That's all.
Not to say it's any
safer or any, you know, anymore.
They come here looking. So they go to the safe places looking for people that think they're safe, and then they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Because the false security of safety, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what they do. So, yeah. Just think they're safe. No. That's why I think it's funny when I talk to y'all and I tell y'all, I walk in that RDI building with a knife on me. And then you always say, why do I need it?
Yeah, just in case you need to, you know, open an envelope, right?
Yeah, I'll open a can of whoop ass.
Oh, man. Well, I can tell you who does carry in our building, and that's security.
I know. Your security guys are great. They're pretty bulky.
Yeah, they're...
Looks like they totally worked out.
They're good dudes.
Yeah, I wanted to ask one of them. I could feel his muscles. I didn't think it was appropriate.
You should next time. Please do that. That would make him feel very uncomfortable.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd love to
now.
See him squirm in his skin.
I want to do it.
Go for it.
You want to talk to my dad?
Yeah, sure. Is he available?
He's not doing anything right now, so you better talk to him.
All
right,
I'll catch him now then.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
All right, thanks.
Hello?
Hey, Kevin. It's Tom. How are you?
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
Good, thanks. I wanted to touch base with you on those diamonds. Did you get a chance to...
Well, my guy's supposed to come by tomorrow. So I'll get to see him tomorrow. And I'll let you know something first of the week.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Very good. All the best with the sale on that.
He'll pick out one of them.
Do you like those stones?
Yeah, they're pretty. They're very nice. Very, very nice. So hopefully he'll do something, but yeah, he said he would come by tomorrow.
Okay.
So, cool.
All right, good deal.
Okay,
all the best
well,
with the sale.
Thanks. Huh?
All the best with the sale.
Okay, thank you, buddy.
Yep, thanks.
Bye, Tom.
All right, bye.